Hey everybody, it's Gavin. Welcome to Pro Photo Minute. I'm actually out live right now on the way back from Vancouver on the Snoqualmie Pass Summit in Washington. It's a really clear night. It's probably, I'm guessing, it must be about 28 degrees. There's skiers and stuff. There's just a gorgeous night. But the way the light from the ski slope and the clouds and the moon and everything's reflecting is really crazy. I only got tennis shoes on, but I'm taking up here and trying HDR of this mountain. If this photo turns out, if you're hearing this, the photo must have turned out, because I probably wouldn't post it otherwise. But basically, I'm going to try a three-shot HDR. I'm going to try and keep it around 800 to 1600 ISO to avoid the high noise ratio shoot out in between these peaks here. Who knows, I might even be able to get the road down there and some blurred lights or something. But not very prepared. I don't have my boots. Basically, I'm on this huge snow mound, which you can't see, but it's probably 50 feet up, gradual, of course, where they pile all the snow up here. I'm going to try and hurry because my feet are going to get cold, so I'm going off for now. Okay, I'm back. Feet getting colder, but soon they'll be numb. Just running a couple tests. Oh, wow. Just did a 6 second at F4 at ISO. I think I'm, what am I at, 800 up here. So before I run the HDR, I'm going to try and get a few things straightened out. Get my tripod locked down into the snow. I put a SEMO micro light on top on the hot shoe, not to light the scene, but just to light the area around me if I need it to see. It's kind of cool because it fits right in the hot shoe. And boy, the mountains are really awesome up here. The way the light is, it's almost like twilight or something. So still working on it. I'm going to experiment with some exposures and see what I think is going to work for composition and stuff. That's the challenge of night, is sometimes it's hard to see what your composition is going to look like. So I'm going to play around a little bit. Okay, this is stunning. I mean, this scene here is unbelievable. There's actually even some stars visible. It's not a cloudy night, but there's like this fog and stuff hanging on things, and these massive lights behind me from the ski slopes, and the highways down there. I think I'm going to be able to get some streaking lights. That's Interstate 90. Exposures ranging on this bracket from about 1.5 seconds to about 20 seconds for a three-stop bracket. And still running about 800. I think I'm going to leave it there because I can get about where I need to be with that and should be able to, with the 5D Mark II, avoid having too much noise. Could experiment with some compositions, maybe even go into a panel, because this whole scene here, craziness, it's really cool. So I'll be back. Frankly, in this dark, it's hard to see what's the best place to photograph. There's light here, but it's, composition is always a challenge, and you don't know what clutters are going to show up, especially if I go HDR with this, which I'm bracketing for. So I'm kind of taking the whole scene. I may make it a pano, or I may just pull out a single from it or some kind of a composite, but so far it looks like it has a ton of potential. And no officers or anything have showed up telling me I can't be here, so I'm moving forward. Okay, at this point, my tennis shoes are starting to fail me. Moved to a new location, going to try a little bit different angle. You know, really, the issue with these, because there's going to be so much detail in this, there's all these great clouds and trees and jagged peaks and stuff up here opposing the ski slope, and the moonlight combined with the tungsten light coming off the slopes gives this really cool look. The issue is going to be, you know, just clutter and weird road signs and stuff, which may not be a bad thing. I just don't know yet. It's a little hard on the 3-inch screen to say for sure what's going to be good and what's going to be bad. You can always do a little cloning and stuff later. I think I'm going to try a fisheye next and just see what the result is. Okay, I've done a few fisheyes. Now I'm trying a lower profile. I'm trying to put some of these huge snow mounds in front of me as a way to kind of hide the clutter and the roads behind and just really focus not so much on the man-made stuff, but really on the nature approach, because these piles are actually blanketed with a fresh coat of snow, so they look pretty cool.